The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sebene Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Let's jazz it up. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Let's all get together now.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. You may know me from my popular television show, Jazzy Vegetarian, where I feature easy and delicious vegan recipes, along with tips for living a kinder, plant-based life. Now I invite you to join me here each week, where I'll welcome amazing guests to share upbeat and informative conversations featuring motivational lifestyle advice and nutritional guidance, plus lots of jazzy-licious recipe ideas. It's all served up with sensational music on the side.
Music!
So let's get talking. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. I am your host, Laura Theodore. Man, I am stoked because we have the fabulous Chef Debbie Adler here today, and she's a plant-based chef, and she's going to talk about her new book, The Mediterranean Plate. But meanwhile, I want to welcome you. I hope you're well. I hope you're happy. I hope you're keeping warm in this cold winter weather, and I do hope that all is well in your life, and I can't thank you enough for listening today. I know you've got so many podcasts you can listen to, particularly plant-based and vegan podcasts. I'm so happy that you tune into this one each and every week. But let's just get right to it. It is now my great pleasure to welcome Debbie Adler. She's a plant-based chef, bakery owner, and the award-winning cookbook author of Sweet, Savory, and Free and Sweet Debbie's Organic Treats. Debbie is a plant-based cooking and baking instructor. Her online courses include Plant Powerful Life GPS, Quintessential Health 360, and the Complete Plant Powerful Weight Loss System. They've been taken by hundreds of students worldwide. Her recipes have been published in national publications such as Naked Food Magazine, Allergic Living, Simply Gluten-Free, and Low Sugar Living, as well as featured on websites and blogs such as Cosmopolitan, One Green Planet, Chic Vegan, and Self. And I'd like to welcome her to the program right now. How are you today, Debbie?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I am so excited about talking about your book, The Mediterranean Plate, Plant-Based Recipes Free from Gluten, Salt, Oil, and Sugar. I can't tell you how many of my followers want a book like this, are always asking for recipes like this, and you have written the book, so congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
So let's just get right to it. I would love it if you would share about your reasons that you opened the first allergy-free, vegan, gluten-free, and sugar-free bakery in Los Angeles.
Well, I was hungry, and one day I wanted a cupcake, and I knew that sugar, this was about 15 years ago, that sugar wasn't good for you, and at the time there weren't many things that were available in the markets. Yes, they had sucralose, but they didn't have anything healthy like they do now. And I thought, oh, I'm going to have to figure this out because I have such a sweet tooth. I didn't know, I couldn't do without, basically. So I decided to, you know, bring home these ingredients to my apartment and start messing around in the kitchen. I wasn't a baker by any means at the time, but eventually, this is many months later, things started to come together, and I was using xylitol at the time. Then it started, and people really, you know, like friends and family really liked what I was making, and they said you should open a bakery, and that was the furthest thing from my mind. But you know, at the urging, and I had always tinkered with the possibility of becoming an entrepreneur. I was a CPA, and then I was in the entertainment business and in production, and then I decided, okay, I'm just going to do this, and the floodgates opened. Everybody was knocking on my oven. Everybody in Hollywood wanted these sugar-free baked goods. Then, two years later, my son was born with severe and life-threatening food allergies, and I had to figure out how to make everything without the top 8 food allergens, which include, the nuts and the seeds and dairy. Well, it was vegan anyway, but all, the top 8, which a lot of people are allergic to. If you have allergies, the top 8 are the ones that they're usually allergic to. So I revamped the bakery and made it allergy-free, gluten-free, and it was still sugar-free. And then business got even better because there were a lot of people, mostly children, who had these food allergies and needed a cupcake or a cake for their birthdays. And that was it, and it took off from there.
I understand why I did, because you are a great recipe developer, as this book shows. So what then inspired you to focus this book on vegan Mediterranean plant-powered recipes?
I got a lot of requests later on. I'm skipping a few years because initially it was just baked goods from my bakery. But I went to the International Nutrition Healthcare Conference, Plant-Based Nutrition Healthcare Conference, in 2015, where I was introduced to all the plant-based doctors and their stories, and I decided to become a plant-based recipe developer for food, meals, and then my second cookbook was release, not the Mediterranean plate. It was called Sweet, Savory, and Free. That was my first book that had meals in it. And then I got a lot of requests for Mediterranean, because everyone loves Mediterranean food, but they have oil and, you know, it has fish. And in a true whole food plant-based diet, you don't use oil, you don't use salt, you don't use sugar. Those are, and everything's plants, no animal protein. So there was a dearth of material out there for Mediterranean meals that did not have those things. So I was determined to figure out how to do Mediterranean food with SOS free, and that was my inspiration, was this need to have these Mediterranean meals.
And great recipes throughout the book. Also great photos. You took the photos, right?
I did, yes.
I love them. I like to take the photos for my book, too. I think it really connects the readers to the recipes, because the recipes, you make them, you photograph them, I make them, I photograph them, and then people can actually make the recipes that are actually going to look like what your recipe is.
That's right.
And I think that's a great thing, and something that so many people want. I myself want it. I look at your book and I say, oh, this is what it's going to look like when I'm finished with it. Mm-hmm. And, I look through the ingredients and say, oh, okay, I can do this. It's a beautiful book.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We're speaking with Debbie Adler, and you can go to her website after the program today at debbieadler.tv. That's debbieadler.tv. And we're talking about her book, The Mediterranean Plate, Plant-Based Recipes Free from Gluten, Salt, Oil, and Sugar. Now, on page 5, you have some anti-aging foods listed, and I was hoping, since we can't talk about all of them, you would just share with us what are 3 of your favorite top anti-aging foods and why.
Well, I'll start with almonds. Almonds have a lot of vitamin E. They contain fatty acids, polyphenols, and a lot of studies have been done on almonds that have proven their anti-aging effect on the skin. And being that I'm of a certain age and a woman, and I'm not going to have any type of surgery ever because I'm too scared, I'm doing everything I can to do what I, you know, eat what I can to help my skin remain supple and have that, you know, that smooth look as long as possible. So almonds actually help with that. Another one that does that is blueberries. Blueberries have a very unique antioxidant called anthocyanin, and that's what actually gives them their blue, that blue color. And they also help with collagen and replacing collagen. And finally, I would say broccoli. The magical benefits of broccoli haven't all been discovered yet. That's how intense the properties are for broccoli. And also, again, it's like an anti-aging inoculation, which is what I talk about in the book. You know, you have to eat the stem too, because that has even more nutrients than the tree part. And I would say that's a good start for the anti-aging menu, if you want to have that.
I love those foods, of course. Now, yes. You and I are both fans of mellow white miso paste, and I do love some of the recipes you have incorporated it into in this book. And I'm hoping you would share some of your favorite uses for mellow white miso paste.
I use the mellow white miso paste for dressings, for sauces, for anything that I want to make salty, because I don't use salt. And this has, you know, some health benefits. It does have some sodium, but it's much, much healthier than just regular table salt. So as somebody who is SOS-free, the mellow white miso is a savior, because, you know, you don't want to leave out any flavor of your food, but you can do it in a very healthy way, yeah, by using a little bit of the miso. And mellow white is because it's a little bit more mild than the red paste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. And also, for those that are listening today that are soy-free, there are now soy-free miso pastes, mm-hmm, out there that are, yes, mellow. I believe it's a chickpea miso,
yes,
paste. Is that
That's
what it is,
right,
Debbie? Yeah.
Yes.
And so, whenever I post miso recipes, I always get, well, I can't have this recipe, I don't eat soy. There are some beautiful non-soy miso pastes out there, so everybody can... They can swap that out in your recipes. Is that correct, Debbie, across the board?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's what I used for my second book, Sweet, Savory, and Free, because that was also a top 8 allergy-free book. Mm-hmm, and I mentioned that the chickpea miso in that book a lot.
Yeah. Now, when I was reading your book, I've got to tell you, I have so many cookbooks, get so many cookbooks, have read so many vegetable stock recipes, and I'm always looking at them and I'm saying, man, it's just too many things, it's too many steps, it's too complicated, I'm just going to use bouillon or I'm just going to use, you know, the aseptic pack of vegetable broth. But yours is so easy, so I'm hoping you just share your really quick, super easy vegetable stock recipe with us today.
Sure. It's 2 medium yellow onions, so diced, and you add that to a pot. You add 6 peeled carrots, 4 stalks of celery, and then 10 cups of water, and you'll just boil that, and then once it's boiled, you lower the heat and let it simmer for about 45 minutes, and the sweetness from the celery the carrots and the onions seeps in, and you have the most delicious tasting stock. You could drink it. I just drink it sometimes if it's cold and I'm not in the mood for something like coffee or tea. I'll just drink the vegetable stock. That's how good it is. And I also make it on Sundays for the week so I can saute vegetables or use it for a sauce that I'm making. So it's a good habit to get into when you are plant-based, just to do a batch on Sunday. You have it for the week, so you don't have to keep making it over and over again.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And how long does it keep in the fridge, Debbie?
Yeah, for 7 days, I would say a week.
Great. And you can freeze it too, of course,
you
right?
can freeze it, yeah, if you want to put it in little ice cube trays and just freeze it and take out a cube and or two and use that for your whatever dish you're making. That makes it easy.
I love that. We are speaking with a fabulously talented Debbie Adler today, and the name of the book is The Mediterranean Plate, Plant-Based Recipes Free from Gluten, Salt, Oil, and Sugar. And you can learn more about Debbie at debbieadler.tv, debbieadler.tv. You can purchase the book on Amazon. And where else can you purchase the book, Debbie?
That's it. It's on Amazon and from me as well.
Great, great.
But, yeah.
Well, before you leave us today, just give us your top tip for anybody that's thinking to add more plant-based meals into their weekly menu plan and they just don't know how to get started.
Well, I would pick one meal a day. If you're just getting started, just decide on one meal a day for a week or two that you want to make plant-based, and look online to see, let's say it's breakfast, just scroll, there's so many recipes now, look for something that appeals to your eye, like, oh my God, that looks so good, and then just make that, replace whatever breakfast you usually have and have this new plant-based breakfast, and maybe do it for a week or two. And then the second week, just go into the internet again and replace your lunches. So instead of having what you're having, if it has meat in it or some other animal protein, replace your lunch with something that looks so delicious. Because sometimes you can't imagine what you want until you see it. And I would do that continuously until you can rotate 3 meals a day into your plan that are plant-based. And, you know, if you want to, you know, have something else that's not plant-based, you know, don't, I wouldn't get down on yourself. Just go back, you know, just do better the next day and keep doing it. And eventually what's going to happen is your taste buds are going to change and they're going to crave the plant-based food rather than the other food. And that
Excellent.
Is for sure.
Excellent. I love that. And of course, you know that I totally agree. I cannot thank you enough for being here with us today. And I just wish you all good things and good health in 2023.
Oh, thank you, Laura. That's so sweet. And same to you. And thank you so much for having me. This was a pleasure.
Same here. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that
was the fabulous Debbie Adler, and you can learn more about Debbie at debbieadler.tv. And the name of the book is The Mediterranean Plate. Great book. Well, in music today, one of my favorites, Michael Feinstein, and he did an album with Joe Negri. And boy, this is a great tune called So In Love.
But true, dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky. So in love with you am I. My arms fold about you. You know, darling, why so in love with you am I. In love with the night. The night when you first were there. In love with my joy delirious. When I knew that you could care. So taunt me and hurt me. Deceive me, desert me. I'm yours till I die. So in love, so in love, so in love with you.
Michael Feinstein and Joe Negri. So in Love. Wow, what a great tune. What a great solo there. Woo, I love it. And I love that you listen to the program each week. We're here every Wednesday on mindbodyspirit.fm, the Laura Theodore podcast. And I do hope you're going to go to the website after the program today at jazzyvegetarian.com. We've got so many beautiful recipes there, videos. You can watch clips from the television show, lots of tips, just so many things. Just go there, stay a while, and look around at anything that might interest you. And if we are airing in your broadcast area, we do air every week, every Sunday and Monday on the Create TV channel. So if you have that channel, I do hope you will tune in every single Sunday and or Monday. And meanwhile, season 10 of Jazzy Vegetarian is airing on many public television stations and PBS stations all across the nation. So we do hope you'll tune in to season 10. And of course, if you want a cookbook, man, we've got some beautiful cookbooks and I will sign them for you. You can find them at the shop at jazzyvegetarian.com. So until next time, be happy, be healthy, and be well from me, Laura Theodore, a.k.a. the Jazzy Vegetarian.
I'm Michelle Phillips, a celebrity makeup artist, beauty expert, self-confidence coach, and Hay House author. My podcast, Beauty and Beyond, is the place for women navigating the challenges of the aging process. Listen in for my professional advice, as well as my expert guests, as we share valuable tips, practical tools, and empowering resources to help you not only look amazing, but also live an amazing life. Part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network and available wherever you get your podcasts.